Okay, Charlie's here. I'm going to play something about it. Just like House Rock.
It's very crystalline, I'll tell you. It's not a Brentia, not like House Rock. Not to take anything away from House Rock, though. Hey, Bob, there's a lot of manlaying on a very shallow slope of a fracture here on one of the upslope blocks. I would assume it's just part of the tailings pickup as it rolled down, but if it's worth sampling, you might think about.
Okay, Gene, you can get that fairly readily. Why don't you, you can perhaps just scoop it up with the bag.
That's exactly what I can do.
If you can get up to the rock.
It'll be in my flight line stereo, and it's going to be bag 557, and I'll take an answer and show you where it came from.
Okay, copy that.
It's part of the rock in the world to work. Man, here's a big white class. There's one on top about a foot and a half across, and here's one must be 2 feet across, 3 feet. And that's in the blue-gray. Be like a kid playing in a sandbox. Well, Bob, I got done the best I can. I'd say that there are pretty clearly inclusions of blue-gray in the Elizabeth City Gabbro. You're near the contact.
Okay, and Gene, your bag is hanging by one hook there. Be careful, if you can.
Okay.
Or LMT.
Okay, and I gave you 557, I believe, didn't I?
Roger, we have that one. And whoever's given 557.
Okay, I'll have you fix my bag.
Yep.
Okay, Bob, by accident, I didn't think I could do it, but I got a sample of the inclusion. And it's in bag 539. Hey, Jack, that's your bag that's hanging by one hook. Let me go get it.
Well, they're talking to me, huh?
Yeah, because yeah. I didn't think they could see me. I'm way up on top. And it's blue-gray with light-colored...
Put these in my bag.
Inclusions in it, all right. But the whole thing seems to be pretty well altered or metamorphosed. Compared to the major rock we just sampled, to the other blue-gray rock.
Get this bag, it's terrible. I can't, it won't latch.
Man, there's a dark hole in there.
Hey, so let me, I'm not.
Here's another bag to put in there before you go latch.
Oh, okay.
It won't latch.
Well, not at this angle.
Put the thumb on one side.
No, it's dead or something. There, that's pretty good.
Now let me fix your bag.
And 17.
Hey, Bob, I think that inclusion will give you an example of what
that'll stay on.
What this thing. What the Arthur City Gabbro did to the blue-gray breccia.
Okay, we copy that, and we're ready for you guys to leave this rock and press on and either get the rake soil and cores near that crater down below the rock, just a shade, or else to go on to some other different variety rocks in the area.
Well, I tell you, going down to that crater is not a problem. Getting back up is.
Okay, well, find a decent area to get the rake soil from.
I could go down there and start a rake, and you could come down there. Okay, I don't think you ought to try and walk back up, Jack. Let me get a pan from right here where I got this sample. Okay, I'm going to come over and I'm going to get the rake.
17,
and,
it's not that vital to get to that crater. We just need a good place for a rake soil and a double, single core.
Hey, get uphill a little bit. If you can, for the pan, so that you don't, so you see my other pan station.
Where was it?
It was over there in that crater just uphill from the rover.
Yeah, well, I'm going up there.
AN-17, we aren't really all that gung-ho about that particular crater, but it's that much of a job to get down to it and back up. We just need a decent place for a rake soil sample and a single core.
Okay. Bob, we don't want to move around from here too much. I'll tell you, these slopes are something else.
We agree with that from what we've seen on television, so use your judgment and get them where it's the best place.
Well, you might take a look at me walking up, and I don't think I could get to the top. I just got to get a place I can get a pan from right here. Right in this little hole. Okay, I left the gnomon down there.
Okay, I'll have to go get it.
I think we set up right here near the rover. I think I'll go and save some water back on intermediate. Okay.
Copy that.
I hope my lens is clean. Bob, from up here, the light mantle is not evident until you see the angular reflection up on the stars. Very thin light patches might be evident out on the valley, but not nearly as pronounced as I might have thought from this altitude. Oh, and there's Challenger. Holy smoly. Yeah, Jack, when we finish with station, hey, we will have covered this whole valley from corner to corner.
That was the idea.
Yeah, but I didn't think we'd ever really quite get to that park.
Bob, that blue gray rock near the contact with the North Vicinity Gabbro does get some vesicles in it. I think they'll show up in Gene's pictures.
Okay, we have that too, Jack.
Okay, I just ran out of film at 160 and I'm about two pictures short of the pan and they're up slope. And I can cover most of that with the 500.
Okay, Gene, you gotta go to the rover and change your mag now.
Well, Jack's gonna need some help from me.
Okay. Let me know.
I'm starting to rake.
Let me know when you get to the rover to change the mag after you get done with that, and I'll tell you what mag to change. But press on help, Jack.
I'll just come and help you.
Okay.
My camera too, will you?
Don't forget to dust your camera.
We'll keep track of that for you, Gene.
Gene Cernan took that tumble.
Okay. Did you get any before pictures?
I'm getting them now.
Okay.
It ain't easy, McGee.
Man, I tell you, these slopes are great. I wouldn't mind being up on top coming down. But, hey, that boulder track is quite a trench.
Yes, sir.
What the hell? They must be a meter or two deep, huh?
Okay, the big rake. Really? I think I'll try.
Would that be easy to rake downhill?
It would, but the stuff wouldn't stay in. Right?
Well, I don't know.
That's a thought.
Make sure you get that one by the...
Yeah, I will.
Put it in
before.
chart for the soil.
559 is the soil.
Okay, copy that. And 17, present plans from the back room. We'd like to get the single core, the 500 millimeter shots, and I guess maybe one could do one and one could do the other. And then we'd like to press on and do a short station 7. Unless you think that you've got a fair variety of rocks here.
Yeah.
The feeling is that you have to take a good variety of rocks.
Good feeling is to do that. Okay, Bob, I'll get the core on the deck at the 500. 559 is a kilogram of soil. I think we've pretty much covered the general variety we've seen here. I think we're seeing most of them in that boulder.
Okay, and so we'd like to go on to station 7 then, when you get the 500 and the core, and hopes of finding a variation of boulders along the front.
Okay. Let me know when you get it. Okay, after. Okay, once you get 500, and the LFB's on 120.
Copy 120 there, and Gene, if you want to change, we recommend magazine Foxtrot or Fran, as the case may be.
Okay, we'll try Foxtrot Franny. Don't forget to get that boulder track.
And while you're at it, Gene, you might have to lean against your camera there when you're leaning over the seat.
Let me look at your camera. Oh, man, if this rover wasn't here, we'd roll downhill. Hey, Bob, I think we could use an upper here if you want to save the lowers.
I think so, too.
Whichever you want. You want your,
I get it. Once you get your 500,
okay, okay, but you want a core? Watch the fender.
The core's in there, isn't it?
Well, there's some in under my seat if you want to use
I'll
those.
Use those.
Stand by, Jack. We have three lowers and two uppers, so we just soon use the extra lower here in the single core. That'll give us two uppers and two lowers left.
Okay.
Double.
There should be a lower in there, Jim.
Yep.
Bob, any special place you want that? Just out here in the slope?
That's sure. Just out there.
Going up. Well,
I guess if you saw a crater,
you
might look at that, but primarily we're looking at the crater.
I'll get it, Jack. Don't worry. Okay. We got a couple of dents in our wheels. That's better than having a flat tire. Did he say in a crater? I'm not sure what he said. Thinking, how do I get this doggone big turn to come off? You gotta unlock it.
Yeah, it is unlocked.
Okay, now push down and turn. Okay, I got it. How am I gonna see up there to shoot this thing?
Well, why don't you lean against the rock? Go over there and lean against it.
Well, okay, I have to do something. I was trying to get so I can lean against the rover, but that ain't gonna work.
The rover's not steady enough for you to lean against.
Well, it's steady enough. There's just no place to lean.
Okay, and Jack, if you'll listen for a minute, I'll tell you some possible 500 millimeter targets that people have in mind. One, the Lem, if you can see it from there. Two, Nansen, if you can see it from there. Three, Lara, and four, Shorty. In other words, I guess they're talking about looking along your traverse from yesterday. It'll be mostly the back shot,
right,
apparently. And then also the South and the Cease. And I don't know what you can get of boulder track leading up the North and the Cease. Most of those will be looking downhill. Towards the Lem, stations 2, 3, and 4. Over. Nansen, Lara, and Shorty.
I got you, Bob. Yeah, the Lem is visible, by the way. Okay, I got a set of what looks like the, outcrop from which the boulder came. I'm afraid they're moved a little bit. I can't. got a few pictures looking up the boulder track and then off to the right, the left a little bit. And one off to the right. I think, I'm not sure how well they overlap. That's just an awful hard shot.
Okay, good on that. And if you're done with that, if you got a frame count, you still take them, I guess it looks like.
Yeah. Okay, my camera's playing the magazine Foxtrot. Is on about frame two when I cycled through it, and I've got the coil set, and I'm going to go get it, and I didn't hear where you said to put it, Bob.
Anywhere.
Oh, man, you're easy.
And it's
anywhere. Not the bottom of a small crater, huh?
Any place. And if you get your camera done.
Yeah. I got it all dusted and I've got a mag change.
Good.
It's 448.
Copy that.
Okay. I'll even get you a picture of it. Oh, me, oh my.
EVA time, 2 hours, 15 minutes.
Can you get the left from there?
Yeah.
Well, that coil went in very easy, Bob. I pushed it in about a quarter of the way, and about another 5 or 6 whacks, and it did all the way. Okay, come on out now, baby. Okay, Bob, Charlie and Station 3 and Station 2 and what else?
And any sort of outcrop you see in the south of the sea.
I thought we shot those.
Okay, if you got those, fine.
I mean the other day.
Well,
I'll try again.
Stereo is stereo.
Okay,
I've got
a little some. Well, but it's not stereo. It's right along the same line. Little soil mechanics of the hole, which stayed intact, very nice and round.
Okay, we copy that.
Okay. Oh, man. Get there. We got a couple of dented tires. Okay, my hands have had it.
Okay, good.
Not going to get anything else out of me if I keep taking pictures.
And, Dean, what's a dented tire?
A dented tire is a little, all a little golf ball size or smaller indentation in the mesh. How does that sound to you? Doesn't hurt anything.
That sounds like a dented tire. That's
3-1,
how it sounds.
Bob.
Copy, copy frame 3-1.
I sort of like what it is. Okay, LNP was what? 120. I guess we can get to the next station with that.
Yeah,
we got a brand new mag on.
And we'd like to get you guys rolling as soon as feasible there.
Yes, sir. It's our policy. Okay, I'll need your rammer, so if you just turn right. Good timing. Heads out. Core tube is safe. In full. I knew it was. Okay, you can just put this under your seat if you want, Jack, and I'll get the TGE. Oh,
let me put your shovel back on for you. I'll get it.
Get that?
Yeah.
Don't lose that. What to do?
Okay, did you give them the number? Yeah, they got the number. Under the LNDC.
Copy that, under the LNDC.
I'm sneaking up on the TGE.
You need some help?
No, it's just sneaking up, that's all.
Come and let you lean on me.
No, I got it. 670-109-801. 670-109-801.
Okay, we copy that.
One thing I didn't do while you're doing that, didn't get pictures of the foliated vessels. I don't think the ones that you had were in that kind of rock.
I don't want to lose that thing, so I guess. Okay, and 17, when you get back on here, we don't need any charges, and we'll leave the SEP turned off.